Let's head to South Africa now, where a new subgenre of house music is taking over. It's called amapiano, and NPR's Ada Peralta tells us why it's so beloved there.
This is the latest anthem in South Africa, Abalele by Kabza De Small.
I'm sorry, my baby.
When this song comes on, that hook turns into a chorus. I've heard South Africans pouring their hearts out at clubs, in cars. I've even heard this song played by the traditional marimba guys on street corners. It's a lover asking for forgiveness, and it's a perfect specimen of amapiano, smooth, chill house beats that build into the genre's signature log drums. Amapiano has gained in popularity in the past couple of years, but those house beats have been a mainstay here since the end of apartheid in the early 90s.
In South Africa, house music is pop.
That is Oskido, a legendary electronic music artist. He says right as the push to free Nelson Mandela reached a fever pitch, protest music dominated. But when liberation came in 1994, the taverns in the townships began importing house music from Chicago, where the music originated.
The political songs they've done its thing, do you understand? But we're saying that what about our social life?
Oskido began making his own beats, and music in South Africa went from talking about bringing Mandela home to finding good grooves.
I don't know that I would have, like, pegged house music as the soundtrack of a liberation.
Yeah, well, remember that music, it's a spiritual thing. Mm-hmm. So therefore, I think the stuff which was coming out was talking to us.
Oskido says they also began layering vocals on top of the music, and they talked about personal politics, the economic hardship, about police brutality. It spoke about the challenges of a new life for South Africans. The music became known as Kwaito, the basis for all electronic dance music here, and it crept into every corner of this country, picking up nuances, faster in some places, more jazzy in others. In the seaside city of Durban, it became gom, visceral and bass-heavy. In the rest of the world, house music receded, but here, it's ebbed and flowed, and at the moment, it's a flood. The beats per minute dropped, it became more chill, the lyrics more mature, and no matter where you go, you'll hear a new mutation called amapiano.
It's the beat, yeah, Baba.
The beat.
With amapiano.
So that's what you like?
Yes.
On a Friday night, I show up to Disofueng, a sprawling nightclub in Soweto. Nelly Mguni and Lebo Pahane are celebrating a birthday. Amapiano, they say, is the only thing they want to hear.
Like, it's the kind of music that can keep you moving.
Even if you're cooking, doing something.
DJ Bouge was getting ready for his set. He says house music did fall a little out of favor in the mid-aughts. But amapiano was incubated in homes during the pandemic, and now the beats are coming to life on newly reopened dance floors.
Amapiano has become our pride and joy.
As DJ Bouge sees it, amapiano reaches back to Kwaito, the music South Africans were dancing to when segregation ended. Like Kwaito, amapiano is jazzy, it's sung in African languages, and it's also chill. Not long ago, house was being played at 128 beats per minute.
It was banging, like, yeah. But currently, if you played 128, 125, it's like, hey, you're on something that we don't know.
Indeed, even when he plays house music from somewhere else, he has to pull back on the throttles. The faster beats of deep house just aren't for South Africans right now.
The slowing down and all that, it gives us the soul, man. You know, my piano, they're back on the groove.
Oskido himself is back on the groove, making new music. When South Africa was overcome by huge riots that left more than 300 people dead last year, he wrote beats. He crafted Sisu Pelelapi, a meditation for a world on fire. Is this what we have become? The song asks over and over. Soul music, he calls it. Music, he says, that helps South Africa reflect, even if it's on a dance floor. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Johannesburg.